fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the third day of September. The prepper tip of the day is food, food, food. Store up a minimum of a 2-year supply. Get yourself a greenhouse so you can grow food all year long. Learn how to grow food. Get yourself some chickens. And they're going to use food as a weapon. That's what's coming. Tom Berryhill has agreed to hold over for our next 2 callers. After that, we're going to go to open lines. Thank you, Tom. Our next caller is Michael in Tennessee. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, John. I have a question for Tom. I'm interested in the backpack operation there that you mentioned. And I've been thinking about that. Would they be a problem with ground plane with the antenna? And would they be a problem with the standing wave ratio because of the ground plane?
Well, yes. The answer is yes. Listen, when you operate on HF frequencies, everything can be a compromise. The radiation efficiency of a short antenna, it's very low. Sometimes you only have, maybe on a good day, 10%. 20% is exceptionally good. But it can be effective. It can work. You're not going to have the signal quality that you would with a higher power system. I'm talking about, look what the military did. They typically will operate at 20 watts, 25 watts max on these backpack systems, and many times they're only operating at 5 watts. Now, for ham systems on HF, a backpack type radio is getting very, very popular, and there's a lot of interest in this, and these people are operating out in the field. They're going to national forests. They're going to state parks. They're operating from these parks. They're going up on mountaintops, and they're operating with incredible success. I've talked to some of them on the air, and it's amazing how well these signals come in. And it can be done. But yes, you do need, the ground is, a lot of people think that you have this antenna poking out of the backpack and you're walking around and it's just working great. No, you do need a counterpoise. You need the RF ground, or the counterpoise, as it's called. I don't really promote walking around, being mobile with a backpack, but it's a way to carry the equipment, take the pack, set it down on the ground, put a ground stake in if you have a short ground rod. The way I've done it is to almost use like a dent puller type of unit, a weight, a handheld weight with a hole through it, and a ground rod, a short ground rod, and that weight pounds that ground rod into the ground, and you clip onto it, and then you can also use the same weight to pull it back out, to hammer it back the other direction and get it back out of the ground. That's one way to establish a ground. Maybe not the best, but it's not bad. That and a counterpoise, an antenna, maybe a wire around a very flexible wire that can be laid out on the ground, and it becomes part of the RF circuit. It's, you can measure the standing wave ratio, the reflected power, and an automatic antenna tuner can be used. I've used L networks, what's called an L network. Works pretty good, but you have to know how to tune it. It's not hard to learn. A couple of knobs to twist, and it will you adjust it for minimum reflected power, and you're off and running. So it works, and it works pretty good. And the various equipment that I've used for portable operation is Yaesu FT817. That's a 5-watt unit, and I've used, and I recently obtained an ICOM 705. That's an incredible piece of equipment. I like it so much that I may start learning all of its capabilities. I barely scratched the surface. I mainly use it on CW or Morse code. It works very well, 10 watts maximum. Has an internal battery, makes a great shortwave radio if you want to carry it around with you. And I like it so much that I've considered learning everything about it to the best of my ability, and using it as a home station coupled with a high-power amplifier. I have a 10-tech amplifier, 425, which is that amplifier will actually do 2.5 kilowatts. But there's not enough power to drive it to full output. It will do the legal limit of 1,500 watts peak power easily. But with that little ICOM, I haven't tried it yet, but I think even with 10 watts drive, I'm willing to bet I could get at least 800 watts out of it. And that would make a very substantial HF station without having a lot of other equipment. So that could be the only piece of equipment I would need. I have some older tube-type equipment, but that's not good for portable operations. This ICOM 705 is incredible. And yes, I am, I've talked about it before. I did make 3 prototypes, and I'm, as soon as I can get this chip situation sorted out, I can get back on finishing the molds. But I did make the plastic forming molds for the 3 prototypes. There's some changes I want to do, and it will mold the plastic cases to make a backpack radio carrier. It won't be a whole radio. It would just be the case that allows you to install an ICOM 705 or a Yaesu 817 or the 818, the newer one, or other smaller radios with a front panel that can be set up to your liking that would have the radio and adjacent to it an automatic antenna coupler that allows you to couple into an 8-foot whip or a 50-foot long wire, taking into consideration, of course, the counterpoise wire that can plug in with a simple banana plug. And then you could hook your a ground route up. You'd have a portable station that could be deployed very quickly. And then if you wanted to take a tablet computer along, you'd be able to plug that in, and you'd have a digital station for out in the field. And then also you can get the solar panels that are flexible, that roll up. And in that backpack carrier unit, you would have compartments in there to carry the solar panel, the ground rod, your antenna cables, and all that stuff, as well as a collapsible whip type of antenna. You can keep it all in there, and it's a ready-to-go out-in-the-field communication system for HF frequencies. Of course, you could also operate that on VHF and UHF frequencies. The Yaesu equipment and the ICOM equipment I just described will operate on all ham frequencies up into the UHF spectrum. Incredible equipment. We couldn't do it years ago. It's the way to go. I'm also building a system using an older SGC 2020. That was an HF only. Kind of looks like a military radio almost, but it's good for about 20 watts. And it's a really nice unit. Some people don't like them. I have two of them. I happen to like them. And that, along with a battery bank, all this would be built into that plastic case. I do intend to sell these cases. It's more of a do-it-yourself type product where you have the case, the plastic case, and you'd have to make cutouts in the front panel. And when I do start selling these, they would have all the materials needed, and you glue the pieces together just using acetone. And you can make cutouts in the front panel to accept the radio of your choice, and there could be the antenna coupler next to it. The whole thing is on the drawing board still, but I did make three prototypes and took them to a local ham fest, and two of them were gone within an hour and a half or so, and then the third one, a day or two later, a guy from Indiana called me and saw it there, and he said, "Do you still have any?" I said, "Just the one," and he bought it. I wish I didn't sell it now. I wish I still had it. I could make another one real quick for testing, but I wanted to make changes to it. Those were crude prototypes, and they were still very well accepted. And it may get down to it, and John, you know what I'm talking about here when I say war finish. It may get down to where a lot of these products that we all buy will have a war finish. I have a older lathe, USA-made lathe, and it has a tag on it. It came out of World War II. It's a fantastic lathe for making. I use it for making small tooling pins for fixture plates. That's all I use it for anymore. And this lathe has a tag on it that says it was accepted with a war finish, so the castings may have pits in them. Of course, you know, when you buy a machine tool like that, you want it to have a nice, smooth finish, and it looks good, like buying a new car. But they accepted it as it came out of the foundry, and they didn't worry about pits and dents and things like that in the castings. They just painted them and off it went. They machined them as needed and put the product together, and that was a war finish. It may get down to products in the coming days will have to be accepted with a war finish. They will operate properly, but they may have a few cosmetic issues. That's just the way it is, and that may be what we all have to deal with. But as to Amit's comments previously, I really do want to address that, Johnny. He talked about the cost for shortwave radio. You do need an antenna. Right. You can use a piece of wire. It's not critical the size, any piece of wire. In fact, it may be very wise to use such a thin wire that it really can't be seen, somewhat invisible, like even an 18-gauge wire. Get something with black insulation on it. It's hard to see. You don't want something. You wouldn't use a fluorescent orange wire to string up to a tree if you didn't want it to be seen. So use a black wire or brown insulation on it or something like that. You can tie a knot, tie it to a tree branch string that into your house, strip off a couple of inches of insulation at the end and wrap it around a whip antenna going into that shortwave radio. That would suffice as an antenna. That's all you need for shortwave. It'll be good. And even for hearing ham operators in far-off places, I think that would be good enough in most cases. So the cost for that is very low, just a few dollars for the wire. And then radio itself can be one of these software-defined radios. I prefer something a little nicer, but they do work. And so much of the equipment nowadays is becoming software-defined radios. There's a lot of benefits to this. Some of them are better than others, but you do get what you pay for. But I think almost anything capable of reception may be very, very important in the coming days. So there you go.
Certainly could, Way. Could be.
Yes.
Okay, Tom, the last call that we're going to take before you scoot away will be Brenda in Texas. Good morning, Brenda.
Question. I've been listening to all the radio talk and the shortwave and ham and everything, and we've been grappling about which is the best handheld for the family unit for emergency cases, because we've been talking about that. And we've already got the shortwaves and the home bases and everything, but for family safety, if we're out and about, I wanted to see what your all recommendations would be for a possible tri-band, if that would be the best choice to help out.
Okay, you said tri-band, like a three-band handheld radio?
Yeah, because it has ham, it has the UHF and the VHF. That's what we're looking at. That's why I wanted to see what your recommendation would possibly be.
I don't know. There could be something out there. It's hard to keep up with it nowadays, but I don't know of a handheld radio that also has HF ham radio capabilities, if that's what you're looking for. Although there was one made years back, 10 years or so ago, don't know if they still make it. I believe it was an Icon, but it had shortwave reception capabilities, not transmitting, but it was a shortwave receiver and at least VHF, maybe even UHF. It was pretty close to what you were talking about. I don't know the model number. It was either an ICOM, a Yaesu, it could have even been a Linco. I don't know if it was Kenwood. But those are the brands I would look at to find something like that. It's going to be hard to find something to transmit and receive portable. If you wanted something low power that had transmit and receive and all frequencies, about the smallest thing that I know of right now that's reliable would be like that Yaesu 817, FT817. So it would be Fox Tango 817. The newer version is the 818. It's a very compact unit. It does have internal batteries, but the internal batteries are a joke. It doesn't last long on that. The next thing up from that would be the ICOM 705. Those are the two units I spoke about. But the reason I'm making the cases is because the internal batteries don't give you much operating time. They're just not sufficient to run that for any length of time. So therefore, you want external batteries. And then you also, if you're going to operate on the HF frequencies, you need an antenna coupler or antenna tuner that adjusts the antenna, matches the antenna impedance to the transceiver's required 50-ohm impedance. And it takes a little bit of time to learn that. It's not hard to do. Anybody can do it if you just take your time and learn it. And then learn about the very important subject of the ground connection that was brought up earlier, the previous caller, and you need a ground counterpoise. You'd have to go online and read about it.
Okay.
And John, I can stay as long as you want or sign off. It's up to you.
Well, we do have more callers on hold here. Hold on, please.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a fine group of young men and women in St. Charles County, Missouri. They wear the authentic uniforms of the 1804 U.S. Army. They play the music of the 1804 U.S. Army. And their CDs are for sale at my website to raise money to pay for uniforms, instruments, travel, and related items. Visiting with Tom Berryhill. Tom, looks like our next caller is Brenda in Texas. Is she still there? Okay, Brenda's gone. Okay, we'll move on from there. We'll go to John in Tennessee. Good morning, John. And John is gone. Okay, next is Glenn in Pennsylvania.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. You know, I wanted to suggest or warn that, you know, if somebody's going to use a backpack radio with a whip antenna, I'd say it's imperative that they not go to the beach. Any time I've seen films of guys wearing those on the beach, they tend to be getting shot at.
Well, the radio operator was always the number one target.
Yeah, that was the idea. So, Yeah, definitely don't want to wear them to the beach. It could be hazardous to your health, you know.
The backpack radio, Glenn, it's a way to cart the equipment around efficiently. You can have, I have some of the military antennas, the tape antennas. It can be bent. You can't break them and so on. And then I have some that there's a spring-loaded cable down through the center, and you can't lose the pieces, but you unfold it and you slip the ferrules together, and it holds the antenna together, and it's about 9 feet, 8 or 9 feet long. And then it attaches to the radio, or you can set it up on a stand. But I never use a radio like that while moving or on my back or in the backpack. I set it down on the ground, and then you operate in a portable location. It's just the backpack allows you to keep everything intact and in one spot. It has the unit, the backpack unit I have. It's a military type. I actually bought it on eBay from a guy in, it was a lady in Australia. The shipping was expensive, but it was brand new, surplus, and they're still on eBay. If you see, that's the one I bought, and it was made to hold. The bracket is still in there to hold the actual radio equipment. I think it was made for Codan, which is an Australian brand. It's a very good radio, by the way, like an M2110. I believe that is the model number that it was made for. That I don't have one of those radios, but I know guys that do, and they really like them. That's a very, very nice HF system made for military use and commercial use out in the field. But anyway, it will work on, and you can get a version of that radio that's adjusted and has options that really work well for ham radio. It's actually set up for the ham bands. And they do that from the factory, so that is available as well. I think they have distribution in the USA, so those are available. Those, I don't know how much they cost, but I guarantee you it is more than what you'd pay for any type of ICOM or Yaesu ham equipment. I really like that ICOM 705, but the idea here is the backpack container has the battery bank, it has the antenna coupler or tuner, and it allows the radio to be installed in there, and can even have a front cover held on with Velcro, so therefore you keep it away from dust and branches, or if you're out in the woods, the branches aren't slapping the front panel of the radio, things like that. So it makes it readily deployable quickly out in the field. And then you set the thing on the ground in one of those sleeves in the backpack. You can have that ground rod I described. That works very well. It's almost like a weight, a heavy weight that you can grip, and that pounds that ground rod into the ground. And it's welded. It's all welded together. You can't lose the weight. If you carry a hammer, that works too. Look, everything you do for carrying out in the field, and John knows this from his Vietnam experience, that every ounce counts. And it starts adding up before you know it. It might be easy the first few hundred feet, but boy, it starts getting heavy after that. And some of these batteries are heavy, but I have the lithium ion types that I'm using in a system I have set up right now. John, you saw that ICOM 705. We laid it the trunk of your car, and we heard a station in Georgia all the way here in Missouri came in crystal clear. So you saw how well that was with the that was just as a receiver now with a piece of wire we threw out on the parking lot 20 feet long or so. It was amazing how well it worked.
Glenn, you got some follow-up there? You want to hold on?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the third day of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's TheLibertyMan.com. Put it right in your browser. Don't use a search engine. We now have a new piece of real estate for sale at my website. Not quite a square mile of America for $2,450,000 with four homes, one of which is 12,000 square feet. My Labor Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect until midnight the 6th day of September. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Go ahead and place your order. I process the order and a discount manually. Last but not least, Tim Spencer has a Labor Day sale on the mosquito net mask, 15% off when you use the discount code TLM. That's Tango Lima Mike. That goes until noon Tuesday the 7th. And we got Tom Berryhill with us. We're having a wide-ranging conversation. Glenn, you got a further comment or question, sir?
Yes, Tom, you were just mentioning operating from a car. If you have a vehicle handy, couldn't that function as something of a ground plane as well? The vehicle
it does,
itself.
But, yes, and when you're operating mobile, say with a 100-watt unit, the car is the counterpoise. It is, and it's a compromise at best. It's not, right. It's not what you really need. You want a counterpoise In many cases, longer than the antenna that you're using. What works pretty good is what I described, a ground rod near the actual radio equipment, and then another counterpoise strung out and just laid on the ground for maybe a quarter wavelength or longer, just something longer. It works pretty good. It's a portable operation is a skill set that's different from anything else that you've done, but it can work quite well. And who knows? I mean, the way things are going, it may be the only way we're able to operate radio equipment. Who knows?
The other thing is that those backpack molds you're making, well, will they fit on over top of my energy cleaner vest unit?
Well, I use the same equipment. I use the same ABS plastic forming equipment. Same stuff. The molds. They're just a different shape. You can really form almost anything you want. Yeah. I have to put a draft angle on the mold so the part can come out, and that's about it. Really, you just kind of.
Actually, I was just joking about the old notion of the energy cleaner vest unit that's on back order. But anyway.
Well, you know, if you think about it, if you wanted to put an energy cleaner in your backpack and take it with you, you could be working the energy cleaner at the same time that radio equipment's being used. There's nothing wrong with doing that. It could be done that way.
There you go. All right, gentlemen, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you. Okay, Tom, our next caller looks like Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. I'm calling in with an important update from Mike. He's saying that we are going to be seeing an inbound cluster of asteroids coming in within a month. He's saying that it'll be sporadic increases along with atmospheric explosions, as well as, he's saying, external weapons. And I think that has to do either, I don't know whether it's going to have anything to do with geoengineering or if it has to do with foreign entities attacking us. He's got several different things that he's talking about. He says there's a water event that is coming that will be followed by fire. He says the events will happen very quickly. We will have more hurricanes coming in. He says towards winter we'll have consistent snowfall that when it melts will cause massive flooding. He says the ice is melting too fast, and I believe he's talking about at the poles. He says then land masses are moving. There is an up thrust coming. As the land masses come up, the water will spread out. In the North Atlantic, we have 1,000 miles moving, and magma is helping to melt the ice. The water displacement will rise a few feet overnight. Everything on the coastlines will be like New Orleans. There are sensors that are showing topography is changing. There is a heating up under New York City, and coal is heating up under Pennsylvania and Ohio and in the Appalachian Mountains. There is a huge caldera underneath New York City. When the pipelines are breached by magma, the Gulf of Mexico will be on fire. He says, Iran has more than 1 million ground troops. The news is 100% propaganda. He says the information on the internet is about to be scrubbed. And he says our children are being highly indoctrinated. He's also saying that we must be prepared to engage Russia and China. And not to forget, we have a few thousand Afghan refugees who are now here. They are concerned about problems with our power plants and grids in a short period of time, including nuclear operations. He's saying that a lot of these foreign interventions are causing fighting within our government. He says there is coming a time that the military has to do what is right. He says you have to pull people out of the Middle East before it ignites. Our leadership is about to change real fast. It will be led by councils. Iran has a standing declaration against Israel. He's warning Christians that they must be careful these next 3 weeks. He also said the coming storms will cause infrastructure problems. He says smart meters are comms. We must not fall away into the hybridized religion. Operation Starfall, which is what they are planning to take, have alternative communication. They're setting things up to prepare for any and all of what's coming. I'm basically getting this out there because I want people to be prepared to possibly be without power, to be without their regular communication. It would be really wonderful if a lot of these ham radio operators would be willing to work with one another and prepare for the emergencies we're going to be facing. And they need to start doing it now, because some people might not have alternative power in place. They won't know that this is going to be on a mass scale. So this is what I basically wanted to get out, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you for the call there. Tom, that's information from Mike from around the world. He's a regular guest on radio, on the internet. Very scary stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is, John. It is. But I'd rather be aware of these things than to have it hit you like a ton of bricks all at once. It's kind of good to know if it happens. It's bad, but at least you can try to prepare to the best of your ability.
Right. He's on with Pastor Paul Begley frequently. Our next caller is Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning again, John. I don't know how I'm going to follow that right there, but anyhow, my question was to Tom. Tom, you remember the old military generators, power generators, and they was on a different hertz than what we had, than what we normally use?
Well, a lot of the military generators, a lot of it was 60 hertz, 60 cycles, but some of it was 400 cycles. And the reason for that is when you have a higher frequency, when the motors and things are operated at 400 hertz instead of 60 hertz, the windings are smaller, for the same horsepower, and it just is weight-wise for airborne operations. A lot of the aircraft stuff was 400 hertz because the motors could be made smaller for the same power level, and it was just a better way for them to save weight, and some of those systems operated that way. It's just the way it is. It's not what we typically use.
An old friend of mine, he was a pretty good electrician and so forth. And no, I'm fair, but I didn't know about this until he showed me after I bought this generator and realized I couldn't use it. And anyhow, he rewound it, done something. He done something that I don't know about because I wasn't paying attention at the time. I was doing other things in my life, but he just twisted it around to where it worked, you know, for 60 hertz. And that was just interesting to me. I just wondered if you knew about it, and I was wondering. You asked me a question without me even asking you the question. You answered what I was looking for, was why they done that. I never could understand that, why they done that. So,
well, that's why, because it was a weight-saving thing. It was mainly for aircraft. And a lot of the aircraft systems operated at 400 hertz.
Huh. Now, I didn't know that. See, now...
There may be other reasons. There could be other reasons as well that I'm not aware of. I'm not an expert on everything. I'm not.
I understand.
I have a lot of decades of hands-on experience, but I could be wrong. But that is what I've found to be the case. Is that it was
well, it makes sense to me. But Anyhow, all right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you, John. Bye.
Okay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Okay, Tom, our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, John, and good morning, Mr. Berryhill. How are you two today?
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Okay. I got in a little late this morning, and so I missed the first part of the show, but I did catch that you were, Mr. Berryhill was talking about something, a Supreme Court ruling or something that had to do with people that they were doing about the ownership or how the people could be owned by the company that makes these, I guess, the vaccines, sort of like the Monsanto, because I had commented on this before and I hadn't really followed up on it, but I would like to know if there's something that happened like that. I knew that the Supreme Court was going to rule on something, but I didn't know what it was. And I also would like to know who Elizabeth was referring to. I heard you say that it was Mike from somewhere,
Mike,
but I would like...
He uses the moniker Mike from around the world. He's on with Pastor Paul Begley, or at least weekly.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And, John, I'd like to know if it's possible that I could talk to you after the show today.
Yeah, that's possible. My number's on my website.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you a call then after the show's over.
Okay.
Would that be a good time?
Yeah, I'll make it about 20 minutes after the show ends.
Okay, very well.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, we're all over the map this morning, aren't we, sir?
Well, we are, John, but some very, very good information is getting out, and some callers have some excellent questions. The subject matter is important, needs to be talked about. We're in some perilous times, and we need to get the information out to people. I help the best I can. I don't have all the answers. We don't know what's going to happen in the near future, but we have a pretty good guess.
We do. Well, Tom, we got several dozen people waiting for energy cleaners. What can I tell them about taking delivery?
Okay, well, I'll be meeting with you probably Saturday. They're finished, John. It's a slow process because of what I have to do with these chips and the way it they have to be sorted out. I described that the other day on the yesterday. I don't remember. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. I described what has to happen with these things, and I was on the phone 3:30 this morning, Taiwan, getting in line to get some more. So it's incredibly difficult, but we're getting there, and I'm building up a supply. And anyway, the units, the current batch is just, it's hours away from being finished. So we'll have them to you.
Okay, sounds
good. You'll be able to ship them for your sale and all that. There'll be enough to take care of all those back orders and to take care of any orders right. You get with your sale. Will there be plenty there to
I'd
take
have
care
to
of
count.
That?
That's great. Tom, our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Yes. This is about the energy cleaner. Can a child use the energy cleaner, a young child around 5, where they lay on the mattress pad with the energy cleaner?
Well, here's what we tell people. People say, well, it worked for me. Is there any hope? You know, I've always said if the person that uses it is still breathing, it can certainly assist them in their health. So that's the answer. Yes, sure, absolutely. It can't hurt a child. Now, if you're concerned about it, talk to your medical professional and see what they say. Of course, you know, in most cases, they say no.
Okay, I was just concerned about the weight, you know, body weight or anything like that. Okay.
Oh, no. That doesn't matter. I mean, people have used them for small animals and birds, fish.
Cool.
Any living being can be helped.
Okay, because I'm thinking of getting one for my grandson. He's still having trouble sleeping, and I'm going to offer it to my son to see if they try it. So I'm just wanted to know ahead of time.
Well, does it help you? Do you have one? Does it help you?
Yes, I love it. I'm the one.
Okay, well, you know, if it,
love it.
If listen, if it works for the grandmother, the grandparents are using it, well, then the grandchild would be a blessed young man to have that in his life. So, yeah, thank you, Grandma.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on, Jim?
No, that's okay, John. That's for the question.
Thanks for the call. We got a break. We'll be right there.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
September, visiting with Tom Berryhill. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Tom, our our radio operators in Vietnam were called RTOs, radio telephone operators. They had different techniques to conceal the fact that that's who they were. The antennas were painted the same color as the foliage in the jungle. They would keep those antennas bent over so that it wasn't all that obvious. And they did what they could because they were the main target, because the radio operator, along with the lieutenant, typically could bring in artillery and airstrikes and cause massive casualty to the enemy. So they were certainly the main target. I've known several RTOs. They're great guys. They survived. One in my neighborhood, another one in St. Louis, is a well-known rock and roll radio station DJ, well-known around St. Louis. It was a tough job. It was a real tough job, and I applaud the men who were able to do that and survive it. It was certainly a very tough place to be. So you're considering manufacturing and selling these cases to put the radios in, sir?
Well, that's the idea. Get them out. It'd be on a limited basis. It's a whole nother direction for me from what I normally do. See, John, what I make these interface units for servo drives for large printing presses, and I do some other things, made-to-order type of systems, but it keeps me busy, and I'm not going to renew the contract with the printing operation to do field work. It's just too time-consuming. I just can't do it. It's very profitable, but I can't do it anymore. I'm actually trying to sell that business. I'm trying to sell that, and I've got a guy that's most likely going to take it over, and all I'll do is produce the actual interface boards. There's no case or anything, just a circuit board that fits in a cabinet, so it's not hard to do. The circuit board is hard to make for a lot of people, but for me, it's the easiest thing that I do because I was in that business for long, 25 years or so, and I have
you were an outside vendor for McDonnell Douglas, and which later became Boeing, weren't you, sir?
Right, and on the test equipment, on the FA-18 plane, that was they had a system, an ultrasound system they couldn't X-ray it because it wouldn't show up because it was a composite airframe, and they had to use an ultrasound thing, and my company was the sole source for the circuit board for that.
Hold that thought, Tom. We got a break. Call number is 512-243.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network,
visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you